I think I've probably attended around 200 to 300 cardiac arrests, and all different flavours. And I've used defibrillators many times, but normally manual defibrillators in a hospital, where I can diagnose the heart rhythm, and then I choose to deliver or not deliver a shock, and I manage the team who are carrying out the resuscitation.
So you saved hundreds of lives.
So yeah, in a hospital setting, I've saved lots of lives, particularly of people who are attending in cardiac clinics, who tend to respond very well to defibrillators. The trouble in a hospital, a lot of people are very unwell and they have multi-organ problems. And if they have a cardiac arrest, it's very difficult to be able to get them back to life. And it's so important in hospitals to recognise a deterioration of a patient so they don't get to a cardiac arrest stage. But what we can't prevent is someone who suddenly has a cardiac arrest due to a rhythm problem in their heart, which is very common in cardiac centres, and it's very common in the public walking around in the street, or patients who have already heart disease.
Have you ever had to administer CPR just when you're out and about, like going to the shops or whatever?
And that's most interesting. So I've attended emergencies when I've been out and about, especially road traffic accidents and collapse victims in the street. But in terms of CPR, I've done CPR in a community setting in mental health area, but not CPR on the street. And I hope if I have to attend someone on the street, they will benefit from my expertise.
So I was trained to be a lifeguard when I was about, I think I was 16, 17. So that was about 6 years ago. And I learned to do CPR and to use a defibrillator. Would you say that if I saw someone collapse on the street that I should just go and do it?
Okay, so I think that you had training 6 years ago, and the likelihood after 6 months you've forgot everything that you've been taught. And the Resuscitation Council UK recommend and that people have mandatory training every year, and a change in the policy for first aiders and first aid training in the UK, where they used to do 3 yearly updates, they have to do at least annual updates because we know retention of knowledge decreases. But for you, if you have a look at the guidance on the internet and you go on to the Resuscitation Council UK or you contact ANA Training, we can tell you how many compressions you should do, tell you some changes of how you need to perform CPR, and how to carry out CPR. That will make you feel, I can do this now. But of course, we recommend annual proper training where you have 2 or 3 hours and you practice CPR and defib on mannequins with expert instructors.